Well, good morning. This is Pastor Rex. In our Couples Enrichment Series, I want to give you Principle 2 as we're looking at some marriage principles to help us along the journey. Genesis chapter 2 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." God also stated that he made man an helpmeet. He says in verse 18, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Our society is not pro-marriage. In fact, more people experiment with cohabitating than getting married, and it doesn't work. Never has, and it never will. God designed husbands and wives. It was his plan. He created it. He gave Adam to Eve and Eve to Adam. He performed the very first marriage ceremony in the Garden of Eden. And he woke Adam up and from his deep sleep, and there was woman. He brought them together. And they were in the Garden of Eden in a very perfect environment. When sin came in, God did not destroy marriage. He kept it going. Even in a sin-cursed world, God knows that marriage is still his plan, and man and woman need one another. Now, there's a few of those cases that we find, for example, like 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where the Apostle Paul was single, and sometimes God calls people to live a single life. But God says, "He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing." And so it is the plan of God. Marriage is the plan of God. But our world today is creating independent minds. You're even hearing the popular concept now where people get married almost in a business relationship. They're mama and daddy marriages, if you will. And this is not what God intended. Marriage enhances two people's life. Adam was lonely, and Eve was the one who cured that loneliness in his earthly life. And the Bible tells us that man and woman need one another in a marriage setting. For example, God says that a man needs a helper. God designed a man to need a helper. God designed a woman to desire to be a helper. And we also find that God said for a man that he is to leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. A man wants someone to give his life to. A woman needs someone who is willing to give their life to them. And so God knew what he was doing when he put this together. When two people come together and a man is willing to give his life to his wife and a woman is willing to become the helpmeet to him that God has desired. And I believe that God creates two people for each other. This is why it's so important to seek the will of God in marriage. We cannot afford to marry outside of the will of God. And even with the grace of God, God has made miraculous situations out of things that did not start right. But I want to encourage you. I want to encourage every husband to be what your wife needs. Give your life to her. I want to encourage every wife to be what your husband needs. Be that helpmeet to him. Get the rebellion, get the bitterness, get the anti-biblical philosophy, get this world's philosophy out of your marriage. Go to Genesis chapter 2, use God's plan, and I guarantee you, you will be able to say, "We lived happily ever after." Hey, may God bless you, and I hope Principle 2 is a blessing to you.